There's that music. There's the music. It's time. Time. Time to connect the dots. To put it all together. To make sense of it all. I mean, what is wrong with everybody? Is everybody brain dead? Oh, yes, they are. I don't even need to hear the response to that. I mean, and is everybody so, I don't know, placid, so non-responsive? Yeah, there is an epidemic of unresponsiveness going around. You know, it's interesting to see. You're going to learn a lot of things by being on Twitter. You know, somebody will say something, and the machines will tell you, 20,000 people viewed this comment, and maybe only 105 has something to say about it. 105 were willing to hit the like button, and maybe 20 were able to hit the retweet button. And the rest of the 20,000 just looked at it and just ignored it and didn't do anything. I mean, if you're on Twitter and you just look at what other people have to say and you don't interact some way by saying you like it or repeating it or doing a reply in response, what the hell are you on Twitter for, huh? I mean, really? It boggles the mind. And then we have all these people, you know, pointing out everything that government is doing wrong, all the atrocities that have been done and the new ones they're planning to dump on us. And nobody's talking about doing something about it, really. And if you not have any common sense, you should know by now, protests alone don't always achieve anything. Actually, they might have had more of a chance of achieving something back in the 20th century. But look at all the nonsense going on. People protest in Canada for all the restrictions. The workers came all the way to the capital of Canada. And what did they do? Accomplished nothing. They got themselves in trouble with the law, got ticketed, had got their vehicles confiscated. And not one of the lawmakers did anything. Same stuff in France. You know, France wants to destroy all the farmland of all the French farmers. And the farmers protested, and they brought like 20,000 or 100,000 tractors into Paris to, in front of Macron's palace or whatever it is he hangs out in, and protest, and nothing happened except a lot of the farmers got ticketed and got their vehicles confiscated. Well, you know, that's not going to win anything by now. And here's the newest thing is in Ireland. Yeah, they want to kill 200,000 cows because they're farting too much and creating climate change. 20,000 cows. I mean, wait, no, not 20. 200,000 cows. This is what the globalists want the Irish government to do, and they're planning on doing it. I mean, there's a few people in outrage. Everyone should be in outrage about this, but nobody is planning how you're going to stop this. Because when push comes to shove, apparently the protesters are not willing to do enough to get the will to turn in their favor. No, they'll end up getting picked off in small groups by the military police. You know, the zombies that the government hires to just follow orders. And they do it. That's another insanity, you know? How can law, what kind of unethical people in law enforcement, don't you understand the laws are NFG? They're evil. And you're willing to enforce those laws just because you think that's your job to do? You know, is your job serving the devil? What you're supposed to do, well, you're pretty much doing the same thing when you're enforcing laws by totalitarian dictators and puppet stooges of the New World Order. These people have no consciousness, don't care about anybody, are heartless, and you're willing to follow their orders. That's not ethical. If that's your idea of what being in police is, quit. We don't need people like you. And talk about the insanity, I have to talk about it. You know, one poor soul got killed by the motorist in New York City a number of years ago. And this woman's been pushing this agenda with her son, of course. You know, I feel sorry for her, but she's talked the politicians into forcing New York City to lower their speed limit to 20 miles an hour. All right. So 8 million people's lives have to be changed because one unfortunate incident, which involves one motorist, wasn't paying attention, and one victim. Hey, that, you know, punishing 8 million people and all the people that visited the city because 20 miles per hour is ridiculous. It's a standstill. It's a traffic jam. And people will still get killed because people aren't paying attention. We're not even talking about all the people that walk around with their faces in their cell phones. They're asking to get hit. You know, and it's not going to matter whether the car is going 30 miles an hour or 20 miles an hour or even 40 miles an hour. It has to do with incompetent pedestrians are creating a lot of the problems now. And you can't have a practical big city like New York City having a traffic law slowing the cars down to 20 miles an hour. It's hard enough driving through Manhattan and some of the clogged areas of the boroughs at 30 miles an hour, which got dumped down to 25 miles an hour. And now they're talking about seriously bringing it down to 20 miles an hour. This is insanity. You don't punish 8 million people because of one unfortunate incident. How could they even think of doing something so stupid? And how dumb are these people at thinking 20 miles an hour is a practical street to drive? These cars are designed to drive 100 miles an hour, not 20 miles an hour. And believe me, before New York City started cracking down on this, overly concerned about the pedestrians and not concerned about the motorists, there's more accidents. Really, you know, people used to go to New York City, drive like maniacs at 40, 50 miles an hour to run all the traffic lights in the one direction, and nobody was getting killed or hurt, basically. Everything was fine. Everybody understood how it was done over there. People would run red lights, and people weren't getting hit and dying. So the exact reversal of what you're pretending to achieve has happened by lowering the speed limit and allowing people to walk around with their face in their cell phone and not paying attention. Hey, when I drive around anywhere I drive around now, it's pathetic. I see people crossing the street. They don't even bother to look one way, let alone two ways. They just cross the street and think, oh, I don't have to worry about it. The drivers are worried about it. Well, that isn't a common sense situation. Pedestrians have a responsibility to look both ways and walk carefully. You know, and don't think that you can walk out and stop the motorist with your body, because you'll find somebody driving on their cell phone. It doesn't matter how fast they're going. If they're not paying attention to you because they're driving looking at their cell phone, if they were driving 50 miles an hour, they'll still hit you. Okay? And because you were walking with looking in your cell phone and you didn't even bother to jump out of the way. You know, even at 30 miles, even at 40 miles an hour, if you're an attentive person, you can jump out of the way, and don't tell me you can't. You don't know what you're talking about then. So this is the insanity going on. And it doesn't stop there. We're talking about the 15-minute cities. Yeah. gave us all a good picture, showed up on Twitter yesterday, about the 15-minute cities in China. Yeah, they got them there ready. They got a robotic dog at the entrance, and you have to put your cell phone down, and the robotic dog has to scan your cell phone to determine if you live there. And then if he determines, the robotic dog determines you live there, it'll back up and let you in. Now, isn't that what we all want? Something like that? Oh, boy, let's line up for it. But that's what they're trying to impose on people. You know, why? If you want to stay within 15 minutes of where you live, fine. But when you make it a rule and try to enforce it and put limitations and put up gates and guards, and you effectively created a 15-minute prison cell there for everybody within that prison cell. And why are you stupid people willing to go along with this? You know, we're at the situation now, government just makes one wrong decision after another. And this whole concept of the republic to represent the people doesn't work anymore. I don't know if it ever did, but it surely doesn't work now. You know, it might have worked a little in the beginning. Sounded like a great idea back in 1776. You had the republic, representatives with the people. Well, it doesn't work in 2023. And you, the passive citizens of the world, need to take care of your, take control of your government and basically close them down, toss them out, replace them with something better, because they're not serving you. They're stabbing you in the back with every decision they make. And it's time you wake up and understand that. And the only thing, government is not going to solve the problem that they are. So what are you, crazy? Out of your mind? You must be. You passive people that don't want to do nothing. Sure, we all want to project love and light, and we all want to be kind and consider each other, but we can't stand back like morons and allow these evil dictatorial governments, and they've all become that, misuse their authority and make one wrong decision after another to ruin our lives and make us suffer. All to the delight of the evil ETs that really run this world. They're still here. The ones on the surface of planet Earth are still here. We hear, you know, we hear the info that the bad guys are being rounded up, like, where? Because on the surface here, we still see them running the show. But we can stop this ourselves. We don't have to wait for benevolent ETs and talking about to solve the problem for us. Though I hear they're working on it, but we can't wait, because in the intermediate time, the demons in control of government are making life on Earth a living hell, and they're tricking us and coaxing us to go along with all their evil plans. And if you don't stand up against evil, you are going along with the evil. Killing 200,000 cows for no reason at all is evil. And the whole world should be up in protest. Destroying 300,000 farms or 200,000 farms in France that make food for the general public is evil. You know? And all the other evil things. And if you're not standing up and saying no to this and making an effort to physically stop it, you're going along with the program. You're participating. You're standing by and allowing evil to do all kinds of unconscionable things. What about the adrenochrome? How come no one's talking about that? If anybody who's running for political office, you ask him to tell you about what he knows about the adrenochrome crisis and the abducting of children and killing them for the adrenochrome. Huh? If you're not willing to ask the politicians running what they know about it and what they're going to do to stop it, you're part of the problem. because you're allowing them to get away avoiding an important issue that as public servants they should be addressing, you know, and fixing and solving, and send the real police in to abduct these criminals that are doing this horrendous things to good people on the planet Earth here. I mean, really, you know, it just irks me. How can everybody be so waxed, you know, chicken to do anything? And, you know, standing by and watch the atrocities happening one after another, and even when they announce they're going to do these atrocities, everybody's standing by and doing nothing to stop it. You know, the fact that they're announcing what they're planning makes it so much easier to stop it. But nobody's doing anything. Don't magically think that these government jerks are going to change their mind. They are all brainwashed, bribed, or blackmailed, or whatever, to do all the evil bidding of the evil controllers of this world. And if you're not willing to take a side and participate in stopping them, what the hell does that say about you? Now, I just participated in global meditation at 11:41 New York City time. And all the global meditations are 20 minutes long. And I did my share of putting my voice with the collective voice of humanity to ask for first contact with benevolent extraterrestrials, and also asking for divine intervention to bring a finality to the evil situation that is still transpiring on Earth. And the more of these we do, you know, I'll have to ask anybody out there listening. You know, I'll give you a chance. Is there anybody out there listening to me now that participates in this global meditation? Hey, this is Call and Radio Show, 888-627-6008. If there is anyone who participated in this recent global meditation, call in and let others know that, yeah, hey, you participated. I participated. I'll venture to say everybody listening to my voice, nobody participated probably. So I won't expect the phone to be ringing, but I just put that out there because, you know, it's time for us good guys to stick together and do something here. You know, we can't stand around twiddling our thumbs, playing tiddlywinks, and thinking that government's going to do anything. Yeah, the only thing government's going to do is make things worse, you know? They're going to take more of our money. They're going to take away more of our rights. And they're going to waste more of our money. And they're going to promote more war. And they're going to do everything the demons tell them to do. Because they're getting bribed money or blackmailed to do what the demons want them to do. So, I mean, the truth, the easiest solution to all this, every government in the world, wipe the blackboard clean. Declare a declaration of independence from your government. I don't care what country in the world you are. None of the countries are good anymore, including the United States. We really need to declare a new declaration of independence here and get those morons out of the federal, out of Washington, D.C., and we'll have a concert. Let a constitutional Congress create something better. And we should move the Capitol out of Washington, D.C., too. If you don't understand why, it just goes to show you how uninformed you are. It's a demon city. It was set up to be a demon-controlled city, and it's controlled by frequencies and machineries that you guys don't understand, or rather the general public. So maybe a few people listening to my show might understand it. But it was a demon city from the beginning, carved out with the sides of a square set up 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions. Who in the right mind would do that? Except demonic beings. It gives them more control. And what's in the center of Washington, D.C.? The tallest obelisk in the world. And obelisks are mind-controlled devices because they got a pyramid on the top. A pyramid automatically creates an energetic octahedron, which is a perfect transmitter and receiver of frequencies. The secret military, they call it the Delta T. Yeah. And I got that information from somebody who worked on the Montauk Project. You know what the Montauk Project is? Well, maybe you ought to look it up after the show. Big secret project, you know, involving evil ETs trying to get us to punch a hole in space. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's so much we all need to be talking about on a daily basis. And there's so much education we all need to get as regular people. You know, we need to be talking about the stargates and the wormholes. Stargates being a legitimate natural systems going from point A to point B, and the wormholes apparently were all set up by the dark side. And if you don't have any clue what any of this is, go watch some science fiction movie and you'll get it, you know, get some idea. And the best science fiction regarding these type of things is probably the one everyone's familiar with is the Star Trek episodes. But then something like SG-1, Stargate SG-1, there's a lot more detailed info in a show like that. And there's other TV series. That was TV series, I believe, for 10 years, Stargate SG-1. And supposedly a lot of the information is based on truth shared by the secret military because they liked the way the show producers were representing our military as the good guys. And the U.S. does have the good guys in the military, but not everybody in the U.S. military is good guys. There's the other demon-serving bastards that are part of the U.S. military, too, and they know who they are. But people, we have to take command of our governments, either a new declaration of independence or, you know, protests with penalties to all the government people that don't respond. You know, even if it's letting the air out of their tires when they don't respond, there has to be some kind of penalty when we have a protest and the leaders don't respond the next day or two to what we want, because that is their job, you know? But there's all kinds of little things we can do to make their lives a little annoying and a little, take away a lot of the fun they're having with the free-for-all they have. They don't have to do shit, and they're getting paid big money, and they're getting away with murder because they make decisions that cause murder of people. And I'm not making this up. This is the reality. If you're not aware that this is going on now, you're not paying attention to what's happening in the world. Go on the internet. You know, most of this I can pick up from Twitter because Twitter is part of the internet. Forget about mainstream media news because they're going to give you the sugar-coated bullshit that they do. And they're all in on the same plan. They all share the same stupid news that really keeps you in the dark. Make peace, not war. But if you listen to mainstream media, they're promoting these guys. More weapons, more war. You know, enlist more people in this ongoing, never-ending war. They even admit it's good money for the weapons manufacturers. We're going to upgrade manufacturing weapons all around the world. Oh, more money for the manufacturers, yeah. That's why it's good for the economy, huh? Well, And they're brainwashing you by hearing this every day. You're getting to believe that, well, this is the norm. Well, it shouldn't be the norm, and nobody should be looking to escalate any war. Nobody should be asking for more weapons. And if you investigate the situation thoroughly, you find out it's probably the whole start of this is evil rulers of the world doing things that will eventually create problems like toxic virus labs in the Ukraine, and then an evil, crooked Ukrainian government that is probably one of the most crooked governments in the world, much crooker than Russia or even China, probably. That's how bad the Ukraine government is. And, you know, if Ukrainian people want to solve it, they just get rid of their government. You know, that's the beginning of the problem. Get rid of the Ukrainian government. You know, and they're getting more of their own people killed by promoting this war that they could never possibly win. The whole idea that any country on earth could actually beat the Russians, certainly not up some small little shit pot place called Ukraine. No, they could never, even no matter how many weapons they get, they're not going to be able to defeat the Russians. So, like, they need to face reality. Meanwhile, their crooked government wants to keep promoting it because every time they get a freebie deal, the crooked Ukrainian government gets more money in their pocket. Just like every country in the world that's sending them gifts, billions of dollars worth of stuff. All the politicians who arrange this stuff, a lot of that money is falling into their pockets. Yeah. And then, of course, we got the stumbling President Biden. Yeah, I saw the video where he trips, gets done giving that medal to somebody at some kind of ceremony, and then he trips and falls over like a total fool, you know? How can this guy be allowed to be president? Well, when a whole Congress, U.S. Congress, is bribed to just let it be and don't make waves, of course he'll be president. He'll win the next election, too, if everybody just sits back and allow these phony politicians and other world rulers to rule the whole situation. You know, the U.S. government, we don't control that government. You know, we elected people there, and they quickly become puppets for the New World Order. Don't you realize that? You know, and here they're cranking up the bandwagon again for the Democrats and Republicans. You know, Biden versus the other side. And because you people aren't willing to take command of the situation, if nobody does anything, if everybody plays along with how they're orchestrating the event, Biden's going to win again. Doesn't matter who's running against him, you know. But I'll tell you this, you know, I've ran the last couple of elections as a writing candidate. I'm doing it again in 2024. But if you, the listeners and people you know, don't get behind someone like me to pull the rabbit out of the hat and become the first non-political president who will not play along with one side or the other, nothing's going to change. You know, this election, hey, I'm asking every registered Democrat and every registered Republican to vote for me. Simple. I don't have to go out there and do any speeches. You know, I'm a writing candidate. All you have to do is to come together, Democrats and Republicans, and agree to vote for somebody who's an independent. You know? And all these clowns that want to be the president, that are all Democrats or Republicans, they're all con artists. None of them have any solutions to anything. None of them. You know? And all you Trump lovers, you know? Sure, he's got a personality. And people like personalities. But he had control of the situation for 4 years. A couple of years he had both the House, Senate, and the House of Representatives. He accomplished close to nothing. executive orders only. He had his chance. He didn't have any great solutions. Come on, he was just talking a little common sense there. Anybody could have done that. Of course, nobody, I mean, we'll have to give him credit. He was the first person willing to talk a little common sense. Everybody in up until that point, nobody was talking common sense. It was all politics as usual. We're the politicians, and we do what the money tells us to do, and you just vote for us. That's it. Well, I just had to say all that. So, nobody's called in on the phone line here, so I guess nobody participated in that important meditation. The meditation to have first contact with benevolent extraterrestrial races. Not the evil ones that are here already and ruling our governments. Plus, meditation for divine intervention. May the Heavenly Father himself and all his heavenly servants come here and just remove this evil lot and give us real justice. And forgive us for failing not to have solved the situation ourselves. If it wasn't for other galactic beings of the good nature being here now, we would, this doomsday scenario of the dark side would just probably continue. I mean, how much time are they to be given? You know? Believe me, if I had anything to say about this when the whole problem started, what's this, according to the freedom teachings, rebellion started 570 million years ago. Well, believe me, if I had anything to say about it in an authoritative position back then, I would have stopped it pretty quickly. You know, we have some great sayings here on planet Earth. A stitch in time saves nine. So that evil breakaway was allowed to continue for 570 billion. Yeah, or is it million years? Either way, it's too long of a time to allow something evil to continue. And that's it. A stitch in time saves nine, you know? I don't know, how can the rest of the universe not be aware of that truth? And to allow, you know, that's too much leeway, to allow something like that evil. Yeah, there's a thing called free will, but when free will starts doing things that harms other people, that free will needs to be curtailed. It's that simple. It's not unjust. It's called common sense. You know, and that's what we need to apply to what's happening right now until the situation finally changes. We need to apply some common sense. We can't stand back and allow these evil mother effers that have authoritative government positions to make rules and laws and impose them upon us that are harming us. And then zombie police after us if we don't obey. We can't sit back and allow this to continue. A stitch in time saves nine. So look how much evil has been dumped onto the world because we sat by and allowed the doctors and the politicians and the media to lie to us. Millions of people died, hundreds of millions of people injured. And this is all, this didn't have to happen, but we allowed it to happen because we were passive, sitting on the bench watching it happen. And the few of us that had anything to say about it had to take the guff from everybody else, you know? And we allowed the authorities to take command of our lives in ways they shouldn't have been allowed to. We should have called for their removal immediately. We should have physically removed them. It would have saved millions of lives and heartbreaks. But we stood by on the fence, you know, sitting, watching, saying, oh, that's not right. I don't know. And then the brainwashed public went along with it. Listen, don't listen to the doctors. I'll do what the government tells me. And we allowed them to drown us out, you know? And we allowed people, decent people, to be fired from jobs because we didn't have the guts to stand up and remove these bastards in government, these evil pieces of trash that were making decisions that were ruining our lives. You know, sometimes physical actions have to be taken to stop evil from, you know, sticking the knife in your back and twisting it. You know, I mean, this is where we're at nowadays with government. Government says to their people, we're going to stick the knife in your back and twist it. Stand still now. And you are not willing to get up and defend yourself and remove from authority this no good so-and-so who has the authority to set the police on you and the military on you if you don't stand still and let them stab you in the back. This is where we're at. I mean, what's it going to take to wake everyone up? Something has to be done here. And we can't just play along with this election routine because all elections are rigged at this point in time. You know, and it doesn't matter. What matters is that we, the people, take the men of the situation. So my idea of every Republican and every Democrat is not a crazy idea because that'll kill the us versus them game, you know, because everybody, those are the major parties and there's where most people vote. So if everybody's voting for one candidate who's an independent, that person will get elected. We won't have to worry about cheating or monitoring the polls or anything like that. And we'll have a new opportunity to start with something fresh with someone who doesn't have allegiance to either one of the phony parties. It's really an ingenious plan, but it can't be. I can't do it alone. I have to convince you, the people out there, that this makes more sense than voting for Biden or Trump or anybody else or any of the other clowns who are entering the base. It does. None of those people, first of all, none of those people have solutions. And if you vote for one party or the other, one of those two parties, you're just keeping the logjam in place. You're keeping the battle, us versus them, in place. And and you see what it ends up in Congress. It's a logjam where nothing good can ever happen because the only thing that gets passed is some ridiculous plan that wastes your money on pet projects that put money in the pockets of the politicians on both sides. That's where it's at. And these politicians, they have no good ideas. They don't know how to get the mess we're all in. They don't know how to end it. They don't know how to stop the insane spending. They don't know how to be ethical. They have no solutions to anything. And you're going to get tricked into voting for one of these no-solution people. And plus, you ought to be, where's the talk? Nobody's talking about changing the voting machine. See, again, that's the beauty of my plan. If every Democrat and every Republican votes for me, Tom Edison, independent writing candidate, doesn't matter if the machine's going to be hacked because everybody's going to be voting for the one guy, me. You know, it'll be the best election in the history of the United States, and I'm the only guy, I claim I'm the only person walking on the face of this earth, and when I claim something, I can back it up, that knows that all the solutions to all the problems are known already, and implementing them will not be as hard as you think. But only I can say that, and probably only I know all the solutions because I'm aware of them. They're out there already. I didn't have to invent them all. I surely invent some of them all the time. I'm inventing new solutions to new problems, but the majority of the solutions have been invented already. They've been laying around, you know, gathering dust in the back room where they got kicked by the phony politicians. So we don't want solutions. We want problems. That's where all the money is. You know, I mean, free energy was invented 100 years ago by Tesla and was used for a short while. And then he was blackballed and his inventions compromised. And real healthcare was invented about 100 years ago to Rife with his machine. And there's been a few other great people like that. And they've all been subdued by evil government, evil authorities, who use their authority to subdue these people that were offering goodies to humanity. And just a reminder, in 1953, see if I can remember his name, Thor, representing a galactic race, not of Earth, met with President Eisenhower, yes, back in 1953. President Eisenhower met a real G, and he, in representing his race, said they would give humanity the secret scientific formulas for free energy. They would give it to us, no charge. And fortunately, the New World Order, being strongly at the strong front at that particular time with the oil companies and the bankers, and they quickly went over to Washington, D.C. and bullied President Dwight Eisenhower into not accepting this offer for free energy that would have changed the world for the better. Because their complaint was, all these people will be out of work. All the money we're going to lose. And that was just the top of what they were complaining about. You're upsetting the apple cart, you know? But what was more important, their personal interests or humanity? Unfortunately, President Eisenhower got bullied. He might have, his family might have even been threatened. We don't know the whole story. But that's what we missed out on. So that was 70 years ago. We could have had free energy for the last 70 years. But we didn't, because of the New World Order, the elite rulers. And they're still running the show, and now they're hell bent on making us suffer more so, because they're so addicted to their adrenochrome, sucking the blood of innocent children, and they're so brainwashed with the bribe money, and they're so addicted to living that life of bribe money. And they're so addicted to obeying their demon overrulers that they are willing to give us hell. And they are doing it, misusing their authority to make people suffer more. And, you know, that's the situation we're in. But, you know, I'm trying to say something that might wake somebody up. Plus, I've given you all the plan for the next election, 2024. I'm the only guy who can do this, and that's why I'm asking. Pass the word around. Every registered Democrat and every registered Republican vote for me. Just write my name in. You know, I don't have to I don't have to ask for any money. Just pass the word around. I don't have to do any fundraisers for you to waste more of your money. Just pass the word around. We can do this by word of mouth. But if you're not willing to talk to your neighbor, not willing to put forth an intelligent idea that can break the logjam in Congress and eventually get Democrats and Republicans to work together to help humanity. First, we're going to help the United States, and then we'll help the rest of humanity. You know, we'll make America greater. Than anyone ever imagined. Hey, the same logo, MAGA, make America greater again. You see, you can all wear the same hats. But that's it. You know, I'm speaking the truth here tonight. And if you don't hear it, it doesn't register you with you, whatever. But if it does, you got to be responsive. You got to talk to your neighbors tomorrow, anybody. Even if you talk to one person and say, you know, this guy's running for president and he's asking every Democrat and Republican to vote for him so it'll be a unanimous election. We'll all be happy. We'll all be celebrating at the end of these elections. And then immediately I'll get to work, you know, convincing these Democrats and Republicans, hey, let's start doing things for the American public. Because the solutions to all the problems are known. You know, any place that's suffering from flooding, I've tried this 20 years ago. I went out there and tried to do contact cities and stuff, localities that flooding. I told them, listen, I invented the perfect solution to solve any problem. You can rain 40 days and 40 nights and you'll have your system under control no matter how much water pours down. And nobody was even interested. Nobody. I give up, you know? I got no help whatsoever from anybody, you know? I was wasting my time making phone calls, leaving messages, and nobody even got back to me in interest. You know? Same thing with the board problem. I haven't spent that much time trying to contact people down there, but, you know, one or two phone calls and you get no response, you know, that's the same old story. Not going to get any response from government, because government people only do when there's money involved. They're not caring about the situation. Down in Texas here, the water problem can be solved a lot easier than anybody thinks with very little money. Actually, in fact, the border problem with the refugees down in Texas can be turned into a money-making deal. Of course, nobody in government understands how that could be. Again, that's why I'm the most qualified person to be the president, because I'll have access to that decision, and then I can just go down there and tell them, look, this is how we're going to solve the problem, and we're going to make money at it at the same time, and everybody is going to be happy. We'll take care of all the refugees, but we're going to make money out of it, and we're going to control the whole situation, and we're not going to give them any freebies. You know? How could that be possible? Well, it's a lot easier than you think. And, you know, we'll end the climate bullshit thing, too. Solution to ending that, it's known. But nobody's willing to do it. You know, another scam. Every problem, the solution in the world is, the solution to every problem is known already. And the ones that haven't been identified yet, I invent them myself. I can, you know, I'm really became an expert in inventing problems. Solutions, rather, to the problems. So anyhow, that's it. If you heard what I said tonight and you don't go out and talk to anybody who's going to vote in 2024, you're part of the problem, because everybody has to get involved for things to work. You know, and that's what the new reality is, in case you haven't heard. Earth is, Mother Earth is already existing in both dimensions, our physical reality, the third dimension, and the higher vibrations, the faster vibrations of the fifth dimension. And if you're not willing to participate and have anything to offer, you might not make it into the fifth dimension. You know, if it's not in your heart to do good for others and help people out, you're probably not going to get invited. You'll be kept out. And it won't be anything personal. It'll be your frequency. Because when you're a loving person and want to help people out, you vibrate faster. It's your frequency that identifies you. When you're not willing to do that, you're at a lower frequency. When you're doing things that harm people, you're at a lower frequency. When you play along and allow the evil, lower frequencies of evil entities to control the situation, you're getting pulled into their lower frequencies. And people like that, you're not going to make it into the fifth dimension. No siree. You're going to continue on in some hellhole of a place where everybody fights and claws at each other in wars and kills each other, just like they're doing now over in Ukraine and the Sudan and every other place they're having a conflict. This could be stopped in a very short amount of time if people with common sense were in control of the situation. But as long as you, the peons, you know, the masses keep electing politicians who know nothing, just by the fact that they're willing to become a politician almost says they know nothing. Hey, I'm running for president of the United States again, like I did in last stop elections, as a writing candidate. But just because I'm running for president of the United States, I'm doing it as an independent, non-political person. I'm not a politician, and I would never be a member of any political party, because that's where the lies and the deceit is all funneled through. And they've conned you, the stupid people, to believe in that. Like I said, sounded like a great idea back in 1776, you know, breaking away from the king of the dictatorial king of England and setting up a U.S. government, an independent U.S. government. We had this idea of a republic, representatives representing the people. Sounded good on paper, but in reality, it was a big failure. And as time went on, it became a bigger and bigger failure. And now it's a total failure. And it doesn't even make any sense to participate in this system anymore. And again, you, the American public, you're not asking your government the right things. You need to be asking them to dissolve themselves and let the constitutional Congress set up a better system. And that constitutional Congress better listen to what the people want, not what the bought-out people in the states want. And most of your governors are bought-out people also. State legislatures, they're pretty crooked themselves, you know? Of course, the federal government is the worst, totally bought-out. But state governments are not far behind them. Perhaps, hey, I've come up with the idea before, you know? Again, something we have to decide as a populace. It should be the United Counties of America. Sure, it will still be corrupt counties, but at least give the rest of the thousands of counties an opportunity to set up a free local situation where people can live in freedom and don't have to listen to oppressive federal laws or oppressive state laws. And while we're at it, talking about oppressive state laws, you know, you people need to practice what it is to stop complying to oppressive laws. All the seatbelt laws in all the states and all countries of the world are oppressive laws. They're getting you to obey commands that are not necessary. You know, you don't need to wear a seatbelt to be safe. Maybe a few, maybe 1 in 100 people need to wear a seatbelt to be safe. But the rest of us, you're oppressing us. We don't need to wear seatbelts. And when you blindly comply with that, you're giving in to the tyranny of state governments, federal governments. And for God's sake, show some guts. Stop wearing your seatbelt and tell your friends stop wearing your seatbelt, because you're catering to the oppressiveness of tyrannical government. There is no really important reason for people wearing seatbelts except to oppress them and make them obey ridiculous orders of government for no reason at all except that you have to obey or you'll get penalized when we catch you not wearing your seatbelt. Boy, that sets up a real friendly attitude with the police, doesn't it? You know? Well, let me tell you, I never wear my seatbelt. You know? And if I see a cop come by, well, I'll put it on then so he can't see that I'm there. And as soon as he leaves, I take it off because I don't want a ticket. But at the same time, I don't wear a seatbelt. It restricts my breathing. You know, that's another way it's oppressive. Let's cause these people to breathe less, you know? We'll make them wear seatbelts when they drive around. You know, the seatbelt pushes down on your chest and causes you to breathe less than full breaths. So that's really harming you for some imaginary situation that's not going to be helpful, you know? Some imaginary, that might only come up one in 1,000 events. It might come up in a situation where the seatbelt might be helpful. Maybe it's one in 10,000. Maybe it's one in 1,000,000 events that will be helpful. It's not needed. You know, if you're driving with some unconscious person sitting next to you, yeah, you better strap them in with a seatbelt because they're unconscious. Well, when you're riding around in cars, it's important for the people riding in the car to become conscious and be aware of what's going on. That's called normality. If that's too much problem, don't get it in a motor vehicle. You know, if you want to go through the rest of your life unconscious, well, don't go in a motor vehicle, even as a passenger. And, you know, these are things that should be common sense. I shouldn't even have to be talking about this stuff. But, and just let me remind you while I'm talking on this, you know, to remind you how evil the U.S. government is and how these people, why you should never be thinking of electing another Democrat or Republican president, is because these parties conspired to destroy the U.S. auto industry. And it all started with the cars in the late 50s that we were making that the whole world loved. These were works of art. They had gigantic fins and rocket ships on them. And I believe one person got pushed up against one of these rockets or fins and got seriously injured. And that called to the attention of the politicians. Let's make a law. You can't have rocket ships and fins on cars because people can get hurt. I think it was one person got hurt. And that was the beginning of the destruction of the American auto industry. Because the styles that we had created, the world loved. They were considered artistic automobiles, art objects, in fact. And when the government stopped the American automakers from making things that were beautiful, the cars turned into shoeboxes, you know? And that opened the door for the foreign cars to get in, you know? That was the beginning. Well, all I got to say is, just to remind everybody, music is an important part of life. And probably, I claim it's the most important event that happened in the human race was back when the Beatles inspired Beatlemania. Four guys who just were good at playing music and wanted to be the best band in the world and became the best, dreams do come true, became the best band in the world, created a phenomenon upon it. The love they were generating inspired love from the teenagers all around the world. And the height of Beatlemania was reached in 1965 in America when the Beatles played the first big full stadium live outdoor concert, and it was 8 p.m. in the evening. It was dark, and if you ever see the video, but you can see a small bit of it when John Lennon puts his arms up there towards the sky and like gives praise like, this is unbelievable what's happening here tonight. Well, I documented some of that in my music documentary on YouTube called Beatlemania in America. Beatlemania in America. When the show's over, go look it up. Go to YouTube.com in the search bar. Beatlemania in America. And the machine will put up a number, numerous things related to Beatlemania. Well, mine's titled Beatlemania in America, the only one that's titled that. It's 10 minutes long, and you'll get a good experience of how much these guys changed the world for the better, bringing out the love in the people without even trying to do that. And it's an important lesson in history because it's a lesson about people bringing love and goodness into the world. Beatlemania in America on YouTube.com. It doesn't come up right away if you don't find a 10-minute, 4-second video. It's a big sign there, girls holding a sign in New York City, "We love you, never leave us." That's the cover page on the video. If it doesn't come up right away, then Beatlemania in America by Tom Anderson. That's me. Hey, and we're coming to the end of the show. Tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, it was a call-in radio show. I guess the phones weren't working tonight. Damn those phones. Anyhow, you're going to hear end of my song, also on YouTube, also on CD Baby. Are You the Party in Kind? He had a last 30-second solo at the end. One of the most tasteful lead guitar solos of all time, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. That's the first song on my album. Song's better than Dylan. I Gotta Be Somebody. My anthem, and it could be yours. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.